It is Your Health, Your Wellness Day here on 104.9 MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson from the newsroom, and our guest today is from the Integrated Health Center, Nikita Bear Patel, who is a chiropractor at the facility. And so thank you so much for joining us here today and being a part of this awesome feature.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about, right off the hop, preventative things like that, and, getting to see a chiropractor early so it's better down the road and you can get fixed easier, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. And it's overall easier for, to diagnose and things like that too, right?
Yeah, not only that, it helps in preventing anything that happens. And so if we know what you do and we know how you work and we know what you do in your daily life, we can sort of keep you moving better, more functionally and stronger so that maybe you can even prevent getting injured and getting into pain in the first place.
Okay. I know a lot of people think that chiropractors are just kind of more of back issues and maybe mm-hmm. shoulder issues or out of alignment, but it's much more than that I've learned over the last little while.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we work not only with the spine, with the whole body, and more than just joints, we work with muscles as well. And so there's a lot of different ways that we can help you with your pain problems.
So what are some of the treatments that people come to the Integrated Health Center for then?
Well, we actually have a lot more treatments than just chiropractic, but I'll start with the chiropractic side. We can work with, manipulation, we work with muscle work, we work with giving home exercises. We also work with supervised strength training, so we have a rehab tech, on scene who will work with you there. We also have laser therapy, which is a fantastic tool with working with pain management and inflammation, and shockwave therapy, which is another tool that works with pain. Typically, we use that, or we know it as something that works well with calcification, or sort of, calcific tendonitis or situations like that. And then we also have other, health things in our building, as you probably have heard. We have a naturopath and we have, I'm blanking right now. We have a dental hygienist as well, which is big.
Right.
And, yeah, those are the big ones.
I want to touch a little bit on laser therapy because there's a lot of, we always get a lot of questions and I hear all the time about, laser therapy, is it painful? Like, what is the process to get it done? Can you walk us through that a little bit?
That's a good question. Yeah, a lot of people don't know much about laser therapy, but it works so well. So laser therapy is a red light and infrared light therapy. It does not, you don't feel anything actually as it's happening. Some people even question what's happening. And I'll even note that you don't notice anything after the first couple treatments. It's a cumulative therapy, so it stacks, each treatment stacks on each other. And what it looks like is you have to do it a little bit close together to get those results. What it does is it actually works like plants work with the sun. And so our cells can receive the energy of light, and it actually affects the way that our cells function. And so it increases the cell's ability to heal itself. And so that means it brings more blood flow to the area, it decreases inflammation in the area. It also can just decrease the general pain that you experience as you're getting the therapy. People notice after sometimes that they may feel a little bit tired, just because it is creating, working with energy, and so you may feel a little bit drained. But otherwise, you notice that your range of motion may improve, your function may improve with it. It's a really fantastic tool. It's very gentle, so again, you don't feel any pain.
Good. I'm not a big guy to get a lot of pain, so that's good to hear. Other thing is too, it comes, like you were talking about range of motion and things like that, or somebody who might have had, a nagging sports injury or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, a lot of people wait to the point where it's not, functional anymore, whatever that body part is. But that's one thing we're really trying to push ahead is to, get that looked at sooner rather than later, right?
Well, that's it, exactly. And, for minor things, waiting a couple days and seeing if they resolve on their own, that's totally acceptable. If it's something that's really, your pain levels are really high and it's really affecting your function, getting in as soon as possible is going to be better. The longer that you're in pain, the more you change the way that you behave, the more compensation happens, the more we have to undo those compensations to get you feeling better and moving better.
Okay. So for a first time patient who's going to come in, mm-hmm. whether, sports injury, just looking to maybe get some rehab therapy or whatever, maybe laser.
Yeah.
what would be some things that they need to know kind of right off the hop to, start their treatment process?
Well, when you come to the Integrated Health Center, we work with you as a whole person and your whole body. And so we're going to look at everything that you have going on, not just the injury that you're presenting with. And the reason why I find that this is really a fantastic approach is because you may have injuries that are really old that don't bother you anymore, but they do affect the way that you heal and the way that you could heal the current injury. Sometimes these things you've compensated for and it's keeping you moving in pain. And we have to undo that as to heal your new injury. It may prevent the new injury from fully getting better, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Okay. Your body works together, so we have to work with it that way.
It's just finding the right tool to kind of trigger it, right?
That's right.
Gotcha. Well, it has been a pleasure speaking with you today, Dr. Bear Patel, for our Health and Wellness Day here on MyFM. So thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.